All right. Well, good morning. Early morning here. And I'm driving back today from parts unknown down here south. I'm actually in Kansas City, and we're getting ready to drive back. We haven't drove back yet, obviously, because I'm on the phone live with you, and it's dark out here. But I just wanted to kind of say a few things. This stuff is driving me nuts. I haven't paid a whole lot of, like, a ton of attention to it just because I don't want to waste my life on it because it's so absolutely stinking ridiculously stupid. But anyway, we've had a good time out here in Kansas City for a few days. A little bit normal time. I mean, people have masks on. Some stores make you wear a mask, all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, there's no lockdowns. There's no crazy stuff. And the food's really good down here. And oh my goodness, do I have to get back to my normal diet plan because, oh, I am not used to eating junk food. Anyway, and when I say junk food, I'm just talking about like regular food. I've been on keto, and man, do I feel a lot better on keto than I do eating like, whew, yikes. Anyway, but the barbecue was great. I had barbecue at Kansas City Joe's. I even got a hat. But the food was great. And all that stuff. It was just the other stuff that I ate. It was like, oh, like gut wrencher. But anyway, not that that matters a whole lot. But, you know, I'm looking at all this stuff and all this information and everything coming out and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, this is just absolutely ridiculously stupid. Okay, first of all, who believes that the entire U.S. Senate is down to a nail biter? Like, the two most crooked seats in all the Senates in Alabama, and it hinges on this, the Senate hinges on this election. I mean, it's just stupid. It's just so, it's such theatrics. There's no way this is real. There's absolutely no way. I hope you can see this. Okay, this lighting. What if I should turn a light on or something? I don't know if that would help at all. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, the sun's not up yet. Man, some of you are up early. Anyway, I didn't think anybody was going to be on here. But, you know, the whole thing is definitely just absolutely ridiculously stupid. Because you have two, like, temporary seats or two elections in Alabama. And then like, the right and the left are pouring all this money into this election, and they're all just dumping all their eggs in one basket. And then meanwhile, you could see very clearly that they stick and ripped off the election. I mean, elections are pretty much, especially for presidents, are anyway, but it's just, you could see how they blatantly just ripped it from the people and took it from them. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is just the dumbest thing in all the world. I mean, so you have the whole United States Senate, you have the country in this absolute gridlock of fear here, with the liberals taking over or the conservatives. And you know full well that they just ripped the whole stinking thing off. Like they did it on purpose, turned it into some nail-biting, crazy, insane thing. Come on, really? Like, the entire U.S. Senate is, and the country hinges on two votes of two Senate seats in Alabama.
Georgia.
Or Georgia, sorry. I keep saying that. Maybe it's Georgia, yeah, sorry. Anyway, in Georgia, it all comes down to Georgia, really? Like, everything comes down to Georgia. It's just stupid. It just sounds so ignorant. And then you have blatant crooked. Of course, they've been doing this with presidential elections, and dead people have been voting for like years. You know, but it continues this cycle of insanity in our nation. And they're going to make anybody look insane that even talks about it. Like that Sidney Powell lady or whatever. I don't even know who she is. I don't even care. But the point is that here's somebody, and that now they're like distancing themselves from her, being like, we don't know this lady. She's crazy. She's making crazy claims. I don't think any of the claims are crazy, because I think these people are all crooked.
So if you tell me they did something, I tend to believe you. Like, I automatically believe it. Like, yeah, I believe it. If you told me they ate babies with a spoon, baby brains with a spoon with a side order of pudding, I'd believe you. Like, I would believe you. Okay? I would absolutely be like, yeah, I believe you. I believe they eat people. I believe they do. I believe they eat babies. If you told me that, I would believe it. I know it sounds crazy. You're like, that's stupid. No, it isn't. These people are nuts. They're a bunch of devil-possessed devil worshipers. And that's who they are. So I'm looking at this theatrics and I'm thinking, what is this all about? And it's to engage people's minds and keep them busy with mindless nothing. Because all of this is like brainless, mindless nothing. And then you have people that are like lecturing us on, and make sure you stay away from grandma this Thanksgiving. You just stay away from grandma this Thanksgiving because grandma, you don't want grandma to die, do you? And you have all these governors that are, we're gonna mandate laws like you're not allowed to go over to grandma's house for Thanksgiving or whatever. Like, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do in my own house anyway, and like I'm gonna care what you think. Like, I'm really gonna care what you think. Yeah. Right? And all this is designed to do all of it from the elections. Listen, from the elections to the lockdowns to the vaccines. All of it is designed to upend and cause chaos. It's all designed to make people afraid. That's really what it's about, is fear and instability. Because see, here's the thing. They know full well that if they can cause fear and instability, if they can do that, then problem, reaction, solution. You're going to beg them for some normalcy. Now, you don't want to go down into a lockdown again, do you? So put your mask on and stay away from grandma. Otherwise, we're going to have to lock everything down. You don't want to go back to jail again, do you? You don't want to go back into that again, do you? Okay, well, then you better listen to your taskmasters, right? Better listen up. Because if you don't, then you're going back into prison again, loser. While they go and they have their fine dining together in restaurants at like $3,000 a plate in California, the governor does. And he's locking the entire state down. And telling people that they're not allowed to go to granny's house, right? These are the same politicians that are telling you not to do stuff like to stay away. But they're not doing it. Like, they're not changing their life. And I just determined for me, I'm not changing mine either. And I'm not even saying I won't get sick. And that then I have to adjust if I get sick or something happens. But I'm not following any of their stupid... It's like the whole thing is like TSA. And we're all in the airport. And they want to frisk us everywhere we go. Like, they took the airport out of the equation. And now it's like you walk into a store and they want to like frisk you and scent you down and like smell you and sniff your hair like Joe Biden sniffs little kids' hair. That's what they want to do to you. I mean, think about it this way. This is how you know this is theatrics. Here's a stinking pedophile that was sniffing girls' hair and kissing little girls and touching them all the time, and he's going to be the president of the United States? Right? So some stinking weirdo that was sniffing girls' hair, right? A montage of, like, inappropriate groping and grabbing of women. That's how you know the Me Too movement is garbage. All of it's fake. They don't really care about women getting raped, and they don't really care about little girls. They don't care about any of that stuff. Because if they did, the whole stinking movement wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden, right? They wouldn't have. If it was really serious, if this whole thing was serious and it wasn't nothing but like a bad movie. If it wasn't a bad movie, then how in the world would they be like, Joe Biden's the president of the United States and 78 million people voted for him? Really? All you'd have to do is watch one video and be like, I ain't voting for that guy. That guy's weird. But what'd they do? Scammed. They all voted for him?
No, scammed.
I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. Like, I believe progressives would vote for that guy. I believe it. And by the way, you all know I don't like either one of them. So I've made that plain. But the point is that that's how you know it's a show. And that's how you know there's no real Me Too movement. All it is I hate white guy movement. It's called the I hate white men movement. That's what it's called. That's what it is. Pretty much. Well, that and Bill Cosby. Anyway. But, I mean, you didn't, that's right. Heidi, you didn't see anybody anywhere with Biden signs hardly. Just in progressive areas. That's what I'm saying. You didn't see that anywhere. Why? Because it wasn't real. Because nobody's voting for him. It's just a scam. The whole thing is a scam. And let me tell you something. If this voting thing doesn't get fixed, like if they don't at least act like they're going to fix it, nobody's going to waste their time voting again. Nobody. Nobody with a brain in their head is going to waste their time voting again. Not one person. So they either have to reverse this in the Supreme Court and give this to Trump, or it's going to be proven that this is a scam, the whole thing, because it's right in front of your eyes. It's going to be proven, oh man, this is a big fat scam. This was a big fat fake scam, the whole thing was. Right? Just like in the, who remembers the primaries when Kamala Harris, whatever you call her, Kamala Harris, I call her Kamala Harris. I know it's Kamala the Butcher, but I call her Kamala Harris. Remember her? When she told little Joe, she goes, I was on that bus. The bus that, like, the people rode to other schools or something. I think she was on the short bus and she was crying about it because they put her on the short bus. I don't know, something like that. And they made this big thing up how Biden's this, like, big racist, right? So, anyway. But, so, you see that was fake. That, like, if Biden was this big racist guy, then why did you, like, why did you agree to be his vice president? And, like, if he really was this touchy-feely pervert, which he is, if he really was, well, then how come the entire nation just voted for a touchy-feely pervert? Right?
Oh, good.
It's like, how can anybody really deny any of this? How can they deny any of this? They can't. So they just, like, forget about it and it goes into a different news cycle and it's all part of the show. And then you throw in the, like, Dark Lord Sith, what's that little Fauci? And he's like the evil villain and Trump's like the Jedi. Trump's like the Jedi. He's like the fat Luke Skywalker. Sorry. I'm having too much fun with this. Trump's like the fat Luke Skywalker that comes in with his lightsaber. And, these are not the votes you're looking for. These are not the votes you're looking for. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, so Fauci is a little elf. He's like the elf that stole Christmas. He's like the little Grinch. He's the Grinch. That's like I called the turkeys that tried to steal Thanksgiving. Yeah. I mean, well, Obama couldn't talk without a teleprompter either. Look, the only reason why Trump can talk without a teleprompter is because Trump learned that from the WWE. he learned his mic game from the WWE, okay? That's where he learned it at. He learned it from the WWE. He had true mic game. I think when Trump tried to drain the swamp, he found little Yoda Fauci inside the swamp, sitting there, trying to raise ships with telepathy or whatever. That's what I think happened. Because this is nothing but like a bad movie. The whole thing's like a bad movie. And Trump's like the aging white guy. He's like the fat Rocky or the fat Rambo that's trying to hold it out. He's like the fat 1980s warrior. Remember every movie back in the 80s was like the Eye of the Tiger? It was all that. That's what Trump's like. He's like the... Hey, it's early in the morning. All right, give me a break. Anyway, that's what it reminds me. It's just so fake. It's like a big theater that never ends. Okay? But anyway, I thought I'd brighten your morning here with a little bit of theatrics. Give you something to think about all day. I was like, I told my dad, I'm sitting here with my dad drinking some coffee this morning, and I'm like, you know what? We're drinking it outside because the coffee shops around here don't let anybody like stay inside. The restaurants do, but the coffee shops don't. I don't know. Anyway, so I have this big van, so I figured I could drink my coffee in this van. All my children are sleeping in the back at the hotel, and I'm like up at 6, like, okay, I'm ready to go, and they're not. So I'm like, I think I'll get up, drink some coffee, and then I thought, hey, what could be better than just coming on and doing a video real quick and making fun of the politics of the hour and all that good stuff. So I hope you're enjoying the theater. It's all a show. It's all a show, and unfortunately, we're just kind of like in the middle of it all, like, what's going on here? But anyway, Andrea's up because she's got to change the baby's diaper every 3 seconds, in between feedings and changing diapers, right, Andrea? That's what's going on right now, feedings and changing diapers. Feedings and changing diapers, right, Andrea?
Yeah.
She just had a baby about a month ago, so it's like, yep, feeding and changing diapers. That's all you do. And right now you're into the little yellow. Are you still into the yellow mustard diapers? Are these still like the French's mustard diapers? Is that what these are? Andrea? Is this the French's mustard diapers? I'm just curious if that's what these are right now. We're getting ready to be there again here shortly, in about within the next 10 weeks. Sometime within the next 10 weeks. I'm just curious if that's... Yep, they're the mustard ones. I knew it. Those are the French diapers. The French is mustard diapers. I knew it. I can't believe that. I can't believe it's not mustard. But
My favorite is when it goes all the way up their back to their neck, and then you like pull them out of their car seat, and you're like, whoa, it looks like an entire bottle of mustard is all over your back. Nope, that's just poop. That's just poop. That's all that is poop. Yep. My dad's over there talking to himself. He's over there looking at his phone, talking to himself like, is this real?
You know how many people are going there?
Anyway, but wow, it's a beautiful morning, though. Check that out. Let me see if I can switch that over there. Hey, there's my dad. Say hi to my dad. Dad, you're live with, look at that. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Nothing prettier.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? Sun coming up there. Howdy. Oh, yeah, that's my dad. He's just as crazy as me. Well, maybe not quite, but pretty close. There's no snow. Brandon, I'm in Kansas City. There's never any snow, is there? Anyway, so I got nothing but time to kill, so I figured I'd talk to you for a while, since I'll have like 3 hours as my dad's driving, or 6 hours, 6.5 hours on the way home to read my Bible and do all the other stuff that I normally do during the day. So I've got plenty of time. Mike C. How you feeling, Mike? I heard you got sick. Are you doing any better? I don't know if I'll have any videos this week at all, because when I get back, I'm supposed to try to go hunting again, and it doesn't look like the days are going to be that cold. So I'm going to try to get another deer. I want two more deer. I want it to be worth getting my grinder out and grinding up all that stuff. Anyway, it was a fun time down here. I enjoyed it. I really did.
Amen.
We had a good time. I like using I got to use the hotel rooms to wrestle around with my kids and mess up the bed. That was pretty cool. We played WrestleMania. So we had a good time pillow fighting in somebody else's house besides mine. And sorry to hear that, Mike. I'll be praying for you that you guys get better. It's too bad your wife got that too, but it was inevitable once you got it. I'm praying for my wife not to get sick at all this next 10 weeks, that she can get through that and delivering the baby and being healthy. So you pray for us about that too, as we move forward. I don't think I'll be able to do too many videos. I plan on going hunting, and busy week with Thanksgiving and all that. My wife's name is Hannah. But I appreciate the prayers for that and safety as we drive back home here. We got about a 7 hour drive, 6.5, 7 hours. With children, 10 hours. But anyway, children and women that have to stop and go to the bathroom every 2 hours. I maintain basically that everybody's going to get this virus by the time we're all done anyway. I mean, they just are. It's just some people aren't going to feel its effects that much and probably have already had it. Some of us have probably already had it. Like me, when I get stuff, it doesn't usually hit me that hard. So, but we've actually been relatively healthy in our church for the last year through all this COVID stuff. We've been healthier now more than ever. I don't know. It's weird. It's a blessing of God.
Man.
But anyway, all right, everybody. Well, I'm surprised you're all up this early. I didn't figure anybody would be here. I figured there'd be like 3 people on here or something, you know. I didn't think anybody would actually be here today on this morning. I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised Joe McDonald left his farm to get on here this morning. I'm really kind of shocked. My friend who's a missionary
he got sick with it. He said that he didn't really get any of the cold stuff. He just got the body aches and felt like garbage and slept for like 22 out of 24 hours a day for the last 2 weeks, he said. That's what happened to him. He just slept the whole time. So it hits everybody differently, that's for sure. I just hope and pray that nobody in my family gets sick, but I really don't think hiding out in a cave somewhere is going to do me any good. So I just don't think it's going to work. I personally don't think it'll work at all. Mary's been sick for 3 days now. Does she have it, Carl? Did you get her tested? Of course, who knows what they'll tell you you have.
Worldwide epidemic.
Your sister-in-law's family has it, Andrea says. Her sister-in-law's family has it. I'm telling you, we're all going to end up with it. It's like the flu. Everybody ends up with it. They just do. It's just going to spread through, and some people it's going to hit harder. Other people it won't. Oh. After I ate that ice cream yesterday, I feel like I have diabetes, man. Holy buckets. I haven't had any ice cream like that for like 3 or 4 months, and I'm not sad about not eating that for a while. Whoa-wee. Yikes. I don't want to get a test done anyway because I don't want the Nazis looking at me and trying to find me wherever I go. They tell you in Minnesota, answer your phone when the health department calls. Yeah, I'll be right on that. It's like me answering the door when the SS stops by, right? When the Nazis pull up, answer the door. Okay, I'll get right on that. Thanks.
What it is, don't take over.
Bunch of devils. You're getting tested, Carl. They're going to stick you in a lab and poke you with like 450 needles. And I'm going to just drive there just to do it. I want to drive there to stick a needle in Carl. That's what I want to do. I can't drive there. I'd have to fly there. Then I'd have to drive. But then I would. Just for Carl. Just to poke the bottom of Carl's feet with big needles. Just kidding, Carl. Anyway. Well, the sun's coming up. Wow, it's getting nice out here. It was 70 degrees down here, though. 70 degrees. When we first came here, it was just beautiful. Really beautiful weather. So we're thankful for the good weather. A little bit warmer than what we're used to up in Minnesota. And all that good stuff. Well, anyway, I hope you're all having a good time, and you had a good week last week, and you get ready to start this week. And pray for us as we travel. Pray for our ministry. Pray for us as we come back home. Pray for us to get a deer here this week. That'd be nice. And there's two seasons, so there's this one, and then there's another one coming up. And pray for a good Thanksgiving, and for that lady not to hit my car. That'd be great. Okay. Anyway... But I hope you all have a good time with your family and enjoy everything. God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon.